while I was drinking, we were swimming at the beach. We were partying over there, and some of us swam to the floating dock, and then we were supposed to swim back. But my intention was just let the current take me, and I was going to let myself drown.
Staigute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear from a woman whose life was a mess. She shares from her heart about her problem with alcohol and the terrible cost that she and her family paid for her addiction.
My name is Josephine Janai. I'm from Sapotoya Cree Nation, and I live here in Swan River, Manitoba. I was born in Birch River. There were 17 of us in the family, and but when I was growing up, there was only I don't know how many of us left. Six or seven. I got to count. Let's see. Fair and Larry. Five, six, yeah. Six of us left, and my parents never really drank, and they raised us good. We never ran out of food. And they both worked in the school as janitors for many years. And it was a good life. Every summer we always went to Kettle Hills. That's about an hour and 2 hours from my reserve. We always used to go there every summer, July and August, to pick blueberries, and that's what whatever we picked, we just lived on the blueberries. As my mom and dad were, that was their holiday, and they never got no pay. So every summer we just went there. We didn't get to, you know, our parents never told us that they loved us or hugged us. But I guess that's the way they were raised as well. And we were always watched closely. Like, we were all, before dark, when it was getting dark, our parents, my mom used to call us inside all the time. And we weren't allowed to run around. We were always had to be close by. My mom had to always know all where we were. And that's the way I am with my kids today. I don't let them run around all over. And wherever I drop them off, I expect them to be there. And when I, you know, cause to go and pick them up again. That's the way I was raised. So I still, I still hang on to that. Cause there's so many evil things out there now today. We lived by the Pelican Rapids School where my parents worked, and the thing I see in there was how the teachers treated other children in there. Like, I wasn't treated, you know, bad, but I did get a strap too at one time for something very foolish. My teen years, I always, as I was getting older, I never wanted to leave my friends, because every summer we had to go to Kettle Hills for 2 months for our summer holidays, and I never wanted to leave my friends. I wanted to hang around with my friends. And eventually my mom just let me go one time, and I don't know, and I learned things. Like, my two older brothers were always the ones that were at home to keep the house. And so my mom left me at one time, and because, well, we had summer jobs, so I had to stay behind too as well. But I started getting into drinking. And a lot of things have happened to me because of that. I guess that was the reason why too. My mom wanted us with her all the time, but I've learned the hard way, and There's so many things that happened to me because of drinking. You know, to go party with some of your friends, and like when you go to a party, there is no one there that's going to watch you because they're into it too, you know, drinking. And then you end up getting, I don't know, some things, bad things happen to you. Even with friends or cousins that you, anybody that you trusted, you know, when you're drinking with them, and when people get drunk, they don't really care what they do. And this is what happened to me. I just got, I was sexually abused. And when this happened, it seemed like, I didn't tell anybody, but it seemed like that I wanted to drink more, you know. And by drinking more, it continued. It still, you know, it still happened. So I just drank and drank and drank just to forget the things that happened to me in my past. And I started a relationship too when I was 15. I was so rebellious. I was still living with my mom at the time, but I wanted to go out and drink with my friends. And, I stayed out because I met somebody, and I stayed with him for about a couple of weeks. And then when I went back home, well, the guy I was with left to go out to Alberta to work. And then when I went back home that night, my mom told me that she didn't want me in her home anymore, and that she said, go where you want it to be. So I just left, and that was, I was on my own after that. I didn't understand why she didn't want me in her home anymore. So I was young at the time, and I didn't know that, well, she wanted the best for me, but I couldn't see that. And when I moved to Brandon in 1985, because I was living in this abusive relationship, and this old lady used to come and get my little boys, they were 3 and 4 at the time, to go to Sunday school. And once in a while I would go too, and I would see something in the Christians, like it seemed like they didn't have, to me, it didn't look like it, they had problems. They just had this thing I didn't understand. They were happy, and I wanted that, but I didn't know how to get it, because already I was in bondage with alcohol and other things. I was blind. I was blind to the gospel. The devil had me blinded, thinking, you know, that drinking is, you know, fun, but it's not. I lost my children in Brandon. I lost my children through Child and Family Services in Brandon. I did go to treatment centers about 2 times. I went for 3 weeks the first time. Then I went back again for 3 weeks. That didn't help. And then I started, my drinking just progressed. Me and my partner separated, and I was on my own. While I was drinking, we were swimming at the beach. We were partying over there, and some of us swam to the floating dock, and then we were supposed to swim back. But my intention was just let the current take me, and I was going to let myself drown. But this man at one of the guys I was drinking with, he called me. Hey, he said, Josephine, get back over here. You're trying to do something. I used to have these suicide thoughts, but I had an AA counselor, and I used to talk to him. I used to tell him that I missed my children and that I was going to go jump off the 8th Street Bridge. I had thoughts like that, and he wanted me to go for longer treatment. So I went to Winnipeg. Already my kids were in the foster home. So I went to a longer treatment center for 6 months. But at the time, I was doing it for my children. But the same time for myself, because then I would be sober for 6 months. August was when I first went in and I completed the programs in February. And then I got my boys back in April. Got my kids back, my little boys back in April, and I was living in Birch River at the time. And it didn't last long because I was only doing it for them. I started to drink again. And then I only had my little boys for about 2 months. And then they were taken away permanently. The Child and Family Services, that I wouldn't have them or see them until they were 18 years old. So I just continued to drink more. Then in 1989, I met a different guy, and I had kids with him as well. I had 3 children. But it was the same thing, the abuse I received the first relationship I had with the second one. And he liked to drink too, so we just drank together, and until I lost these ones too. These were permanent wards too. So all my 5 children, the good thing was they all ended up in the same foster home. All my 5 children. And we just separated too, and I just continued to drink. I never had a home. I just had my bag. I really didn't care after. I didn't have any children. I didn't have a home. So I used to just go wherever, hitchhike all over. Because every town I went to, you know, it was there. The alcohol was there. I didn't need any money.
Are you drinking from the well that never satisfies? This world has nothing to offer us that will quench the thirsting of our soul. It doesn't matter what it is. In the end, we will find ourselves empty and alone, and one day face the consequences of all our wrongdoing. But God offers something different. He offers us forgiveness and peace with Him. If you want to satisfy your soul, you must be right with God. This is only possible through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Would you like to know more? You can write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Our web address is withoutreservation.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? Then download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there's more to Josephine's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.